Well, I think to be fair, the captain that was left was out first run out today came up as I was coming in, and he said, came across, he says, thirdly deserved, this is you by far the better team. And I think that just about summed it up. I thought the first half was as good as we've played all season. Passed the ball well, worked them so much. How we never scored more than or got a goal in the first half is, just through sheer bad luck, really, with the bar and goalkeeper didn't know anything about Gagan's header for the corner. We were a threat all day and we had a number of chances, and you could see when we got the first goal that early in the second half that gave us the confidence to go in and keep at it. But I don't think Stranraer battled hard. We knew they would, they had something to hang on to, but I think they'll admit today that we beat by a really good performance for Dunfermline today. And that's what I've said, we made a number of changes, and that's a good thing about having the squad and playing a lot of the younger players over the last few weeks. We took a chance to freshen it up, because it's hard for a team like Stranraer, who have got small resources, to go and play if they get through the final four games. They have to go with the same bunch of boys. We managed to change it three or four positions. They bring people and get a freshness about us and keep one or two on their toes. So it was a really good performance. And I said to them at half time, that's the best we've played this year or for a long time, and we just need to do the same again the second half. And they tried to do that, and they got their rewards, and they thoroughly deserved it.
Sam Girdwell was excellent, wasn't he? Apart from the goals he scored, he was a good performance, yeah.
To think he was in the hospital on Wednesday night with a bang on his kidney. Fortunately, we took him up as a precaution, but there was no bleeding or any damage, so they said he might recover, and that was great news to say that. He looked groggy. He didn't do anything Thursday, didn't do anything on Friday, but he was always going to be on the team sheet if he was fit, and to go through what he did on Wednesday and come back and play like that. But I wouldn't like to single out anybody today. I thought you could single out quite a few individual performances. For me, the whole team were excellent. We changed the system differently for what we did the other night, and it paid off for us again today. So I'm really, really pleased with them. But as I say, it's only just taken us to the next phase, which is the playoff final and two cracking games, a five derby. The fixture's got to be reversed because of their problems with the pitch, so they'll play. We'll have to go there on Wednesday, and then I would imagine this place will maybe have twice as much if it's a close game next Sunday. But we're just delighted to be there, and these boys will get their best shot to try and get up, because it's. But what it does in the bigger picture, you can look and say, well, if Dunfermline's future's bright, because where we were a year ago. To now, you can see, and then with that young team, a couple of weeks gaining this inspiration, playing against a strong Rangers side. When you go into Stranraer, it was always going to be tough, because they've beaten Ross County in there, they drew Inverness. They're not going to make it easy for you. They were fired up. They had a great opening 20 minutes, so we knew it was a tough game. But I was quite confident. When if I'd maybe lost two or three goals, I think it would have been obviously very, very tough for us today. But getting that first goal, which is always just going to put you on level par, it would be the launch pad to go in and win. So, but the club's in good future. If they can keep all these boys together, I'm sure they'll all want to stay if we can get promoted. And but even if we don't, I'm sure they'll see that things are moving here, and they're a good young side, and that proves that the strategy they started a couple of years ago, where the things they've had to face, is still there paying off.
Great crowd today as well, Jim.
Fantastic.
Fantastic all season.
They got behind us again. You could hear them, even right from the start, they were going to make sure they get behind. When the boys gave them that type of performance, chasing everything, playing some great football, creating chances, getting a bit of bad luck, it just gives them big heart to keep on shouting and cheering. And we gave them a lot to shout about today, but as I say, they've played their part in keeping this club alive, and we want to repay them by trying to get up into the... It'll be another tough two games to get there.
Well done, Jim.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sam. Thank you.